Why are some people, attacked and abused by aliens and UFOs, and then some people are not? Even people that seek it, even people that are so into this alien thing that they want this type of experience, and they don't get it. What's the difference?
I assume you're referring specifically to alien abductions,
right?
The alien abduction phenomena is hereditary.
Oh, okay.
If your father or mother, not necessarily both, was an abductee, then you will also be an abductee. And your children. And that's the way that the program works. There's probably reasons, genetic reasons why that is the case. People who are abducted by the Greys in the abduction phenomenon, because there's a lot of nonsense on the internet concerning the abduction phenomenon, hearsay, mythology. It's mythological. It's not based in any kind of substantial research. And there's the abduction phenomena is a very well documented phenomenon. It has all of the due diligence, scientific due diligence to verify it by extremely competent, smart researchers who were objective and practical, namely guys like Dr. David Jacobs, Bud Hopkins, the late Bud Hopkins, the late Carla Turner. Those three especially. There are some others, some contemporary abduction researchers, although there are almost none anymore. But you'll hear there's a lot of hearsay on the internet concerning abductions involving, again, this mythological universe of creatures and these episodes that people are going through, and past lives, remembrances of past lives and so forth. None of that comes from the scientific data. None of that comes from the due diligence scientific work of the people I just named. That all comes from the pot-smoking fringe, is all I can say, of ufology. People who are coming from the New Age vein of ufology, which is just a lot of abstractions. There's nothing practical. There's nothing rooted in scientific research. So when we talk about the abduction phenomenon, the scientifically verified and documented abduction phenomenon, it is exceedingly systematic. It is a systematic program. It has a beginning, it has an end, it has a purpose. It's not a spiritual encounter. It's not a spiritual event. It is in every way physical. People are physically removed from their homes. People are physically absent during the time of abduction. People are sometimes physically escorted out of their homes into a nearby field where there's a craft parked waiting to take them up. It is in every way a physical phenomena. And so it is, again, hereditary. It has to do with your genetic lineage. It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you're Nephilim or something like that, or you have Rh negative blood. Abductees have registered all kinds of different blood types, all kinds of different conditions, coming from all kinds of ethnicities. The abduction phenomena is vast. It is global. It's not a phenomena that is unique to the United States or to Europe. It's not a deception. It is a systematic program. And according to the research, according, again, to the documentation and the research verified universally by people who do the research properly. And when I say properly, let me add an addendum here. One thing that you have to recognize immediately when contending with the abduction phenomenon is this. The aliens are the Greys, at least the Greys. And in fact, across the board, verbal communication is very rare. I think even in the cosmos, I think that telepathic communication is probably actually natural. It's in my mind, it's very possible. It's at least a possibility to me. It's within the realm of possibility that Adam had the ability to communicate what we call telepathically I don't think it's as bizarre as we think. I think that all of us are capable. Every one of us are capable of receiving a telepathic communication, but not necessarily of projecting a communication ourselves, of communicating, being the initiator of that kind of a conversation. So, these entities have the ability not only to probe the human mind, what's sometimes called mind scanned. I don't know who coined that term, mind scan, but I think the more accepted term is neural engagement or something along those lines. It's certainly the one that David Jacobs prefers over mind scan at this point. But I think both mind scan is probably an accurate description of what's actually happening. So these entities have the ability to probe your mind, to extract information from your mind, and then to take that information and use it to build what's called a screen memory in your mind to block the actual remembrance of an abduction experience. And so most people, in almost all cases, abductees cannot, it's very difficult for them to consciously recall the details of an abduction event because of the screen memories. And those screen memories can be religious things. For example, somebody can have a memory of some kind of a demonic entity, a shadow being, for example, that's in their room and suddenly is choking them or something. And that's as far as their memory can penetrate, when in reality, in many cases, that's a screen memory. It's contrived. And if the person is, able to concentrate, and is relaxed enough, whether or not people are employing, the technique escapes my memory here, the regressive.
Oh, the hypnosis thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The regression.
Right.
Hypnotic regression, or just are in a state, for example, David Jacobs' clients, his patients, I guess I call them his patients, were simply put into a state of relaxation. There was no hypnotic regression or anything, just in a state of relaxation. In an environment in which they feel very relaxed, comfortable, and confident, and secure in conveying and probing their memory, you can get through the screen memory. And in every case, you pull the screen memory aside, you pull the curtain of the screen memory to the side, and you start to remember the actual abduction, which is corroborated by thousands of people at this point all over the world. I mean, I'm talking in detail, the exact details of an abduction scenario collaborated right across the board by serious researchers. Researchers who are coming from the New Age paradigm, researchers who are not experienced, will extract information, the information they want, will implant their own information when interviewing an abductee, and will interpret the information wrong, and will ask the abductee suggestive questions about past possibilities of past lives and so forth. All of that data is skewed. Stay away from it.
Absolutely.
And so if people are interested in the abduction, which I also address in my book, it's actually a very important part of my book. If you're interested in the abduction phenomenon, start with Bud Hopkins. Then go to Dr. David Jacobs or Dr. Carla Turner.
Carla Turner is an amazing resource and very underrated, very not well known in the UFO circles, but something people should pay attention to.
She was a little bit more subjective than the others because she herself was an abductee.
Right.
But she also has certain insights that the others don't, because they were looking objectively. Both of, by the way, Dr. David Jacobs, who's still alive, Carla Turner and Bud Hopkins, unfortunately, passed away.
Right.
But David Jacobs is a historian by trade, was a historian, a tenure historian, at professor at Temple University. So trust those sources. There's so much mythology out there. And let me say this, and let me end this on a nice controversial note.
Yes,
Josh, so that you can get a lot of hate mail.
Sure.
You know, there's this misconception. I'm just going to drop a bomb here and then we'll quit.
Thanks, Tim.
Deal with it myself. There's a misconception, and it's an unfortunate misconception, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to tell you it's a misconception. The majority of abductions are not halted and cannot be halted simply by invoking the name of Jesus. And it is, it's a misconception, as I said, and it's one of those things that people want it to be true so they convince themselves that it is. But I can guarantee you that in most cases, not in every case, I certainly, you know, the intervention, if God decides to intervene in any scenario, he'll intervene. But you can no more stop an alien abduction by invoking the name of Jesus or Yahweh or Yeshua as you can stop a home invasion by invoking those same names. Or if you're robbed at gunpoint, if you're assaulted, I've been assaulted in Peru at gunpoint, shotgun shoved in my face and so forth. And no amount of invoking the name of Yeshua would have stopped that event from happening. I was unscathed and totally unharmed. So I'm sure that, you know, where I had a realm or some degree of protection, or maybe not, I don't know. But I can tell you this, that the abduction phenomenon is the most important thing happening to the human race on planet Earth. It is specific. It started, I believe, in the late 19th century, and it's coming to fruition. It has a beginning. It has an end. There's a program afoot and has been for quite some time, and it has to do with the integration of hybrids into human society, alien-human hybrids into human society, based on the scientific data that has been accrued through very diligent, good scientific inquiry and interviews and handling the data in a very responsible way. It's conclusive.
But